This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the GBAC Nation here on The Fan. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, speaking of Dallas, Michael Gallup, former Cowboys receiver, just got cut in Washington. So I think that's done. Appreciate the attempt at a comeback, but if you can't make the Commanders roster, then that might be a sign for you. And then in Las Vegas, wide receiver Jacoby Myers requesting a trade per source. They were unable to get an extension done. He is going into the final year of his contract at $10.5 million per year. So that'll be interesting for wide receiver needy teams. Cowboys are a what needy team? Corner and defensive tackle? What if I told you the biggest DT in the NFL is now available, Brian?
Who is that?
Oh, we know who that is.
Oh, big old
Desmond Watson,
plus pounder.
Yeah. He's been working on the asthma fields all training camp.
He's been doing remedial jazzercising, unable to get his weight down low enough. Tampa just gave up on him.
Did they just stay
released? He's your tush push stopper, though. I mean, night one in Philadelphia, you don't want a 500 pounder there in the middle of your defense.
I don't think he can get out of his stance, man.
I don't think he has to.
They were trying to get him to lose weight. Did he just not lose weight?
He didn't get to the point where they needed, for sure.
What were they trying to get him to, like 400?
I think they were trying to get him to certainly under 450.
Yeah.
And I don't know that he could get there.
I wouldn't have necessarily a weight stipulation. I just want to see you be effective. You know, whatever size that happens to be. That's tough, though. You do feel bad for the kid. I mean, the NFL future staring him in the face right there, and he can't be lean enough. Okay, what are your playoff chances? What do the numbers say? Cowboys most likely win total. I'm going to go 8-9, guys. That would be my official going into 2025 win total prediction for these Cowboys. And maybe I'll do give or take two wins. I think as high as 10 and as low as 6 is actually possible if things go horribly wrong for this team. Pro Football Focus put your playoff chances here. Playoff chances. What do you think if I asked you to give me a number between 1 and 100 percentage chances Cowboys make the playoffs this year? Guys, go.
Oh, ooh. I would say probably 25 to 30%.
I would say 25%.
25%. Wolchuk, anybody over 25? 25 to 30, said Chief.
32%.
32%. That's good. That's real good. You guys are all over it. I would have actually gone lower. You know, but Pro Football Focus, and they are basing everything off of, you know, scores and position group rankings, and they were not very kind to the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. They have them though as the overall 18th best team with a 33% chance of making the playoffs. Okay, roster cuts due tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Guys, I think for me the biggest disappointment so far is that I think this Jerry hating to pay somebody who's not on the team thing is coming to roost again. It always does with lame duck coaches. Jason Garrett, Mike McCarthy, I can't give you $5 million if you're not actually coaching this team. I think that's what's going down with Mozzie Smith. It's the only thing that makes sense to me. Going into a third, you've been talking for weeks, I think, since we got to Oxnard about the difficult decisions you have at wide receiver and edge and, you know, the different ways that you guys are looking for roster spots. There's a clear roster spot right here. I mean, we're only taking two quarterbacks, right? Because you need roster spots.
But, yeah, this is the Al Davis and Jerry Jones that he doesn't want to give up on a player. And, you know, Mozzie has not clearly lived up to standards. So, I mean, that's where it really should start. But I'll say this, though. We were talking about needing big body guys and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This defense is going to play without big body guys is what they're going to do. They're just going to play. They're going to try and beat you with quickness. They're going to try and beat you just attacking gaps. They're going to try and fit behind anything that they do up front. I mean, it's going to be a lot of movement. It's not going to be the trash can full of dirt guys. It's going to be about how they, guys like Winfrey, that's how they're going to try and win.
Do you think this is going to be effective?
They have no choice. They don't have.
What do you think about their plan to stop the run this way? Can it work?
They can absolutely stop the run, but the problems you run into is, though, it's not about when you play with gap responsibilities. It's not about having size. It's about your ability to get in the gap and be get up the field quick. You cannot get caught on a block. You cannot get pushed by if you're attacking a gap. And so that's where, is it effective? Sure. They played against the Ravens the other night where they had a crash end. And when they crash in, they had Sam Williams go inside. He's up the field. Then you got Clark over the top, or Clark filling to his left, and then Sanborn filling to his right. So you got three guys in the gap right there, and then now they've got the ball defended. That's how they're going to play, and it's not going to be about, because they're just not. They just don't have the size. That's why I think it's guys like Winfrey and Solomon Thomas and those. That's just what they're going to be. They're going Oso Digizua. They're going to be attack up the field, get gaps and hit it and go, and we'll see. But they just don't have the bodies to play a defense any other way.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, what do you guys think? I mean, I think if they can't stop the run, then anything's possible with this football team. I'll just say that. But
they can stop the run. Yeah, like I said, they can stop the run if they play. It's playing really good run defense isn't all about like 328-pound guys. It's about can their front seven work together in order to.
Yeah, and they've all been bad at it in the NFL. You know, so the question is, does a scheme change it?
We were 5-11 three straight years there in Dallas and Mike Zimmer had a light front where we played with Glover and Dexter Coakley and Mm-hmm. And that win, we were a really light front. We were a top 10 defense.
Utilize the speed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a way that you can do it. I mean, with the linebackers, you know, chase, rally,
yep.
team tackling.
Yep.
So, yeah. And
the margin for error for it is really, really small.
And it could be chunk plays.
Chunk plays are going to happen for sure.
Yeah. Chunk plays will happen in the run game if the fits are bad.
All right. Up next here in the C note, did you guys feel a shift in how the world's looking at Micah Parsons, like compared to the start of training camp? Everything was anti-Jerry, the signs, the chants, the social media. And now I think I see more Micah Parsons is greedy, or what's it going to take to get, you know, Micah Parsons to want to be a Cowboy? Then the laying down thing. I felt over the weekend a pretty big shift in the ether, if you will, on this. And I think part of it is, you know, the headlines. But another part of it is what I'm picking up from DeMarcus Lawrence here, as he was on the Pivot podcast. This is so interesting because the two did not get along well. So Tank's trying to be as professional and respectful as possible and obey those rules. But he also makes sure to let his feelings be known. Here's Tank.
How close were you as we wrap? How close were you to hanging it up before deciding on Seattle?
I was pretty close, but, you know, thankful for my family. You know, my kids and my wife weren't ready for me to hang it up.
I'm sorry, Lucius. I think I must have sent you
that. Why not give it another try?
I think I sent you the wrong
cut. I had an opportunity to, you know, sign with Washington. There's like,
yeah, you can bring that down.
That's a check.
My bad. Yeah, he was talking about how it's difficult to speak on another man's contractual situation, but when it was his time to do this, he looked at it like it was a blessing that I was going to get double dipped. You know, I was going to get my franchise tag and then be able to come back and add on to that. But he said for, you know, every player, it's different. What'd you guys think about it? I don't know. I was on a Mad Dog Radio over the weekend, and it's out of New York, right? And the guy is just, you know, really railing on Micah. And I was like, that's really interesting. Where'd this come from? And then I open up social media and I did feel like, and maybe this is Jerry Jones working it through the media in a way to continue to add pressure. Like, are you ready now for the fan base to not like you? You know, they didn't like me, but wait until I share these details.
Yeah.
And the temperature got turned up on him pretty good, I'd say.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's kind of the buying the owner, taking the owner's side there versus the player. I mean, I'm always like, these players need to try and cash in and get as much money as possible. Like, it'd be great if your star said, hey, I'm going to take less and you're going to help build around me. But what I've always said, and I said this back to Dak, it's like, I don't know that you have that assurance with the Cowboys that they're going to do that necessarily. So unless you get it like in writing, hey, you leave us an extra $5 million, $10 million to play with, we're going to secure that you get XYZ. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Micah, and especially with what he's playing with his agent, they're going to try and get everything that they can. And you also have NFLPA pressure that plays into that. So I don't know. I think you side more with the player, in my opinion, in this.
Yeah, but nobody likes pouty. Nobody, even if you're on somebody's side when they're kind of moping and pouting around as a grown man, and that's kind of what that came across like when you're just laying on the trainer's table, closing your eyes during the game.
Yeah.
And so, and then you add on to the fact that Jerry's doing the car wash and really spelling things out and putting his perspective on everything, and he's a hell of a salesman.
He is. You know,
he sure is.
The number comes out and it's all over social media and you're like, you know, what could you possibly want more than this? You must not want to be a Cowboy. And I think, you know, it's tough for me though, with the incomplete bursts of information that we're getting out, to really take one side too strongly or the other. I just think it's like an interesting view into how these big negotiations can play out.
Yeah.
Lyle Collins came to training camp. He played in some preseason and saw his career probably officially come to an end. There was some hope that he'd come in the best shape of his life, and he's still young enough, but it just wasn't there.
His workout was actually really good. His workout got him signed. The problem is Lyle Collins can't move like he once did. You know, and that's the bend, and you know, he's really good for a first quick step, and then after that, the longer he has to play, the harder it is for him. So I'll tell you what, physically he looked fine. I mean, he lost a lot of weight and all that, but the movement skill is just not there.
And in some years, maybe he would have found himself on the team, but this offensive line depth is like too deep at every position.
Yeah, they have to make a decision whether they want to keep 9 or 10 right now, depending on how that is. I think we'll get into it at Krusty's Corner here in a little bit about where they might go with some of this.
We have trades inside the division. The Eagles making some moves here at their backup quarterback spot. They got Sam Howell to Philadelphia, and the Vikings then signed veteran Carson Wentz to back up J.J. McCarthy, so he's back in the league.
How about that? Still staying alive, still cashing checks. Way, that is crazy.
It's good. He's still only 32 years old, so we might be seeing this for...
Yeah. Same draft as Dak.
You could have like a 60-minute montage of just Carson Wentz football follies.
It's crazy how he looked so good early on. And then
he had that one great year.
Ended up becoming just a player that's kind of a punchline at this point, and still at a very young age, 32.
Really sensitive player. Very sensitive. Kind of heard everything. You know, when they tell you that, I don't look at anything, I don't hear anything and all that. Nah, he was the complete opposite of that.
He paid attention to all of it.
He paid attention to everything said about him.
He got worse the more feedback that he saw on Twitter about him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he got hurt, and then all of a sudden his career started going south, and then he never was great when it came to always some of the decision making he was making that he was using, and that I think that ultimately is what got him, is it just a turnover machine. Mm-hmm. You know, you couldn't trust him at all.
I mean, his athleticism got him out of a lot of jams.
Did.
Made a lot of big plays.
Then he got hurt, and that was kind of the end of him.
Yeah, it's a tough eval. Like, how good is this player really, and how are they going to age? I could have never guessed that Carson Wentz would have collapsed from near MVP all the way to, you know, we don't even want to see this guy in a game, and, you know, took until the end of training camp to get signed. Okay, where are we going next, Brian?
Yeah, let's talk about this roster and maybe a couple of hints here and there. We'll do that next.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.